You may not know it, but the world's biggest photography museum is about to be built in Morocco. The Marrakesh Museum of Photography is scheduled to open in 2016, although the curators aren't waiting until the building is done. Last fall, they opened up a temporary location in a historic palace, and they invited five photographers from the Magnum Photo Agency to participate in a week-long project. They asked them to head into Marrakesh and document their encounters with locals, something that proved harder than expected. The world's Shirin Jafari has a story.
This is how Iranian-born photographer Abbas describes his first day of shooting in the streets of Marrakesh.
A little girl saw me, and I had my camera in my hand. I had no intention of photographing her. And she points her finger to me very aggressively, and she says, "Mata Swartish, don't you dare take my photograph."
Not exactly what you want to hear if you're a photographer on a deadline. Abbas says he first visited Morocco 20 years ago, and things have changed a lot since then. For one thing, Moroccan society has become much more conservative. And then there are the tourists.
Marrakesh used to be a sort of elite destination. I mean, Winston Churchill, Yves Saint Laurent, you know. Now it's mass market, it's mass tourism. Charter loads of tourists come in. And all of them have cameras, and all of them find the city exotic, and all of them start shooting, you know. So I can understand their reaction. People were telling us, they say, "Why are you taking our pictures? We're not monkeys," you know. So there is this reaction.
So Abbas came up with a less obtrusive idea.
I started photographing the shadows on the walls. People just become a part of the shadow. I mean, you see, a shadow is a projection of reality. It is not really reality. And as my work went along, I could see that the shadows were becoming an allegory of the city.
The results were striking black and white images of Moroccans with their backs to the camera, as well as lots of shadows. In one image, a woman holds up her hand to hide her face.
I was particularly interested in the transition for women in Marrakesh.
American photographer Susan Meisels wanted to focus on Moroccan women. But when she tried to take their picture, she ran into resistance as well. To put her subjects at ease, she set up a pop-up studio in the middle of a spice market.
The pop-up was situated right on the edge of a cafe that's in the center of the spice market. It's an open space. It's not in the maze surrounding the Medina. You know, it was a very simple construct. It was really just a black cloth and a white sheet to kind of diffuse the light, and a camera and a tripod. Nothing very fancy.
At the entrance, she put up a sign that said any woman who came in for a portrait could receive a copy or get paid for it.
We had no idea if anyone would want to be photographed.
In the end, 78 women came. A few took the money, others went for a copy of the portrait. And the final exhibition was a big success.
You know, I think that what was very meaningful to me in particular, perhaps, was that a number of the women that we photographed and had given permission for their photographs to be on the walls then came to see themselves on the walls.
Although the photographers faced some suspicion, Moroccans are welcoming the idea of the new museum, especially young people. That's according to the director, David Knoss.
There's a huge, I think it's something, you know, around 58% of the population in Morocco is under 30. And that population is hugely hungry for culture, art, music, dance, theater, everything cultural.
Knoss says another thing that may help draw young people is that the museum won't charge admission. He says he hopes it will be a place for Moroccans to explore photography, as much as for the tourists and their cameras. For the world, I'm Shirin Jafari.
You can see how Iranian-born photographer Abbas uses shadows in his Marrakesh photos. We've posted some of them at PRI.org.